The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, November 14th, 2022. I'm Mike Moen. Over the weekend, a number of news sources projected that Democrats will keep control of the U.S. Senate following last Tuesday's election, repelling Republican efforts to retake that chamber. The outcome of the Senate race in Nevada was what cemented Democratic control, which now stands at 50-49. And with the results in Nevada now decided, Georgia is the only state where both parties are still competing for a Senate seat. Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock faces GOP challenger Herschel Walker in a December 6th runoff. Democratic control of the Senate ensures a smoother process for President Biden's cabinet appointments and judicial picks, including those for potential Supreme Court openings. The party will also keep control over committees and have the power to conduct investigations or oversight of the Biden administration, and will be able to reject legislation sent over by the House if the GOP wins that chamber. Meanwhile, the fate of the House was still uncertain as counting continued for several states. In Montana, candidates supporting conservation efforts held strong in last week's election. While Republicans there captured a supermajority in the state legislature, candidates promoting access to public lands also won their races. In northern Montana, one conservation-minded candidate even managed to flip a Republican seat. Democrat Paul Tuss won his race and says access to the outdoors is a winning issue in Montana.
As I spent the last 9 months talking on the doorsteps, the truth is that it didn't matter what their political leanings are. The vast majority of people that I talk to are strong supporters of public lands in our state.
With its veto overriding majority, Montana Republicans are looking to possibly make changes to the state's constitution next session and send those changes to voters for final approval. Tuss says he'll push back to ensure that Montanans' constitutional right to a clean and healthful environment stays intact. The state of Maryland is building an automated network of weather stations to help with forecasting and emergency alerts. Brett Pivido reports.
The state and the University of Maryland will partner to build a MesoNet, which is short for Mesoscale Network. The MesoNet will feature 75 monitoring stations when completed, with the first third in operation by next summer. Sumant Nigam, who chairs the Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Science at the university, says the design phase is already underway.
We are currently in the design phase, using numerical weather modeling experiments to determine what would be the optimal placement of the tower. Are there locations where weather monitoring would yield greater dividends in terms of a weather forecast?
Nigam says the stations will transmit data to UMD every 5 minutes and then be made available to the National Weather Service as well as state and county emergency management. Brett Pivito reporting.
This is PNS. In Dallas, the NTSB is investigating the cause of Saturday's mid-air crash of two historic military planes during an air show that left 6 people dead. An official tells the Associated Press that one of the key questions for investigators is why the aircraft were seemingly sharing the same space just before impact. A World War II-era bomber and a fighter plane collided and crashed to the ground in a ball of flames, leaving crumpled wreckage in a grassy area inside the Dallas Executive Airport perimeter. Several videos posted on social media showed the fighter plane flying into the bomber. Turning to education, teacher shortages have been a focal point in the world of education, but some working in the field say there should be more conversations about the benefits of pursuing these careers, and engagement work is building in states like South Dakota. 5 years ago, South Dakota established a statewide affiliate of the National Educators Rising Organization. Local chapters interact with high school students through monthly meetings and exercises in hopes of inspiring these teenagers to choose teaching as their profession. State Director Travis Lape, who works in the Harrisburg District, says schools around the state need to realize they don't have to look far in recruiting.
Future teachers are sitting in our desks right now. They're in our classrooms. And so how can we invest in them now to show them the value of going off, getting their degree, and then coming back home for being a teacher in their small community or where they grew up?
The statewide network also organizes expos at South Dakota universities, where local members learn about programs and courses that are needed to obtain their degree in education. Lape says they now have more than 30 local chapters across South Dakota. And finally, it's National Adoption Month, a chance to raise awareness about the need for permanent homes and families for kids in foster care. Mark Moran reports on efforts in Iowa.
In Polk County alone, nearly 1,200 children in foster care are looking for forever homes, and more than 407,000 nationwide. The Iowa Department of Health and Human Services says the numbers are down from 2021 because more kids are being adopted. Associate Juvenile Judge William Owens, who serves in southeast Iowa, says while adoptions happen all year long, setting aside a month to highlight them is important, even in the small towns where he presides.
It shines a spotlight on those kids who are waiting for that forever home and waiting for permanency in their lives. And we try to find those homes and try to link them up with families who can provide them with the permanency they need.
Owens will certify 21 adoptions in the five counties he oversees this Saturday, November 19th, which is National Adoption Day. He says that seven times as many as when he began serving his district in 2008. Owens adds this adoption day has personal significance. He's retiring this year, so it's the last one he will officiate. I'm Mark Moran.
And I'm Mike Moen. And that is the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, November 14th, 2022.